To the list of people unhappy with the new health care law, you can add insurance brokers. They're worried that the law threatens the commissions they receive from insurance companies. Here's why. Starting next year, insurance companies will have to spend at least 80% of the premiums that you pay on direct medical care. That means there'll be just 20% left for profits and overhead, which includes the brokers' commissions. Jenny Gold of Kaiser Health News has more.
Rick Michaels was laid off from his job framing art last fall. After 25 years working for somebody else, he decided to go into business for himself.
I just thought, well, why not just jump off a bridge there and just try it on my own? I didn't think I had much to lose.
Rick and his longtime partner, Phyllis DeMorizzi, opened a new frame store and gallery in Richmond, Virginia. The walls are covered in frames of every sort. And in the back, a workshop where Rick cuts his frames in glass. Even in a weak economy, the customers are flooding in. When I visited them recently, Rick and Phyllis were in the midst of trying to buy health insurance. At just 54, Rick suffers from degenerative arthritis, and he badly needed a hip replacement. Phyllis explained that his insurance from his previous job was about to expire, and finding a new plan isn't easy.
I'd rather stick needles in my eyes than read all you have to read when you're trying to choose insurance. I mean, oh my gosh. It's, you run down the street screaming when you see that.
I love it. I really do. And I've had several people tell me it's boring, but I don't think it is.
That's insurance broker Debbie Stocks. It's her job to help individuals and small businesses like the frame shop wade through the insurance morass.
Hey there. How are you? Good.
Listen,
good to see you.
Good to see you, Debbie.
How's Rick?
Rick limps over as Phyllis explains just how urgent their search is.
He's bone on bone at this point.
On top of Rick's medical needs, one of the shop's employees is uninsured and needs coverage now.
So here is something that we want to consider is your hip replacement. If we turn in your forms, your health statement forms, with that on it right now, that's a pending claim. And that's probably going to push the rates up pretty significantly. So one of my thoughts was to start the plan without you.
Or she tells them they might want to wait to start their plan until Rick has his surgery. In the meantime, they can get an individual policy for their uninsured worker for just a few months.
It's not like buying a pair of pants. You buy a pair of pants, you try them on, they don't fit, you send them back. You buy an insurance policy, when you try it on, if it's not right, it's too late.
But the people who wrote the new health law consistently pointed to administrative costs, including broker fees, as a big reason why healthcare spending is so high in the U.S. And some healthcare economists say brokers are middlemen whose commissions, at 6-8%, drive up the cost of care because they get passed on as higher premiums to consumers. The law may reduce or eliminate the need for brokers with a government-regulated online marketplace for insurance called an exchange. Debbie Stock says going online to shop can't replace a broker.
I don't think the insurance exchange can explain to a person what happens when you go in the hospital. How much will you pay? What happens when you go to the doctor? How much will you pay? What's the most you're going to have to pay this year?
Debbie also helps her 200 small business clients with claims and billing issues, something she says an exchange can't do.
And there's variations of how we smoke. The big pieces of meat get more smoke and they cook for 12, 14 hours and like pork butts and beef briskets.
Buzz Grossberg is a husky, effusive man with white hair and a mischievous smile. He owns Buzz and Ned's, a popular barbecue joint in Richmond, and he's been Debbie's loyal customer for the past 3 years. He says it's like having his own HR department.
She not only fields issues we have with the insurance company itself, she knows where to go, who to talk to, and she's very timely and she gets it done. We get answers.
What if you had to pay for Debbie's services?
That's an interesting question. I hope, obviously, as a businessman, that difference would be reflected in the price I'm charged for my policy, and that if they had to pay her, all it is would be a wash.
With that kind of uncertainty, some brokers say they're already preparing for the worst. Debbie knows several who've already sold their businesses in anticipation of the health law's effects, but she's working hard to expand her options.
Is it what my soul wants? I don't know, because my soul loves health insurance. And to lose that, I'm not sure what effect that will have on my soul.
But just in case, she's buying a property and casualty insurance agency nearby as a backup. As for the frame shop, Rick had his surgery, and they'll be starting their new health plan in January. For NPR News, I'm Jenny Gold.